Good morning. Wrap it up, bundle it up, put the heated seats on. Oof. It is a very, very cool, crisp morning to begin your day. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:08, your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top story, Hunter is above the law.
Ooh.
End of story.
Oh.
I am over the pardon. I'm over it. Joe Biden lied. Are we shocked? Come on. Of course he was going to pardon his own kid. Didn't matter, election, no election. He was going to pardon his kid. Period. End of story. I'm so completely over it.
They just said he made up his mind this weekend, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
You cynical person, you. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I almost got through that. I almost did.
Hey, a very serious traffic accident incident, and Greg wants to share that with you.
Yeah, this is going to be a problem for a lot of folks this morning and cause a lot of congestion. We're talking about Southwest Williston Road, right there at Southwest Wacahuta Road. And so if you are northbound heading that way, you're going to be rerouted on 346 to Archer. And if you are southbound heading that way, you're going to be rerouted as well, and probably there on, I guess that would be 85th towards Archer. So Archer's going to be busy for a while, and then Archer Road is going to be probably a little more hectic than usual. This is a serious accident, and this will be shut down for a while. Again, Southwest Williston Road at Southwest Wacahuta.
Wow. That's, there's no real easy peasy kind of reroute there. So that's going to create some problems. Be aware of that. And it's going to be there for a while, apparently. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Not so good. Yeah. Well, it is Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. And we'll get through this together. The case of Daniel Penny. This is the guy on the subway that choked out the crazy guy.
Mm-hmm.
And, they want to, they're trying to put him in prison. Now, the fact of the matter is, after this occurred, the police interviewed him. He came under his own power, talked to authorities, and they were not going to press charges. 10 days later, after some public pressure, because you see, Daniel Penny made the mistake of being born white. And Jordan Neely, the guy who was the kooky crazy guy who was scaring everybody on the subway, well, he happened to be born black. And that's really what this boils down to. It is so sad that still a squeaky wheel, a few people, can get faux outraged at this. Okay? This guy might have saved lives. He didn't intend to kill Jordan Neely. Neely had his own problems. He was on that. I wish they'd stop calling it synthetic marijuana. It just is so irritating that who knows what's in that garbage. Honestly and sincerely, it's garbage. Who knows what's in it? It is not like, it's kind of like weed, but it's just a synthetic version. Baloney. That is not accurate. Manhattan prosecutors accused Daniel Penny of failing to recognize the humanity of Jordan Neely during the closing arguments yesterday, weeks after being accused of unfairly hinting at racial undertones in a case that does not involve hate crime charges. He didn't recognize that Jordan Neely was a person, said Manhattan prosecutor Daphne Yoren. He saw him as a person that needed to be eliminated.
Oh, come on.
I mean, they are really over the top.
Wow.
Going
after,
why is it that you would want to take a hero down and put somebody who is a hero and put them in prison? Now, I feel sorry for Jordan Neely's family. But we know this guy was, he had serious issues. And maybe it's not his fault that he wasn't, in an institution or hospitalized or getting help, whatever. The bottom line, though, was people were in fear, and Daniel Penny took action. This is the kind of thing your whole life you would say, man, if my mom, sister, grandma was on that train, I would thank that guy for keeping them out of harm's way.
Absolutely.
And what exactly, when are you supposed to know that somebody is just kind of kooky and crazy, but harmless? And how many times have kooky crazy been harmless? until they're not.
Do you wait until they pull out a knife and they're stabbing somebody and then you make the decision?
Well, that's what these asinine prosecutors are basically saying.
True.
Yeah. And why is that? Why do they want people to feel so defenseless? They make the victim Jordan Neely. He wasn't a victim. The people on the train were being victimized by him day in and day out. This has been going on for a long time. Okay? He didn't just have a bad day and snap.
No.
This was his gig. Yeah, so supposedly he didn't recognize that Jordan Neely was a person. No, what he realized was a humanity and the people that were being impacted by his words and actions. So Daniel Penny was, yes, showing a level of compassion for the people around him. He's a sheepdog. The guy was a Marine. He was trained. He's trained to protect people. He's to help the weak.
Yep.
Protect him from the bad guys, the wolves of society. She went on to claim that Penny was so reckless with Neely's life because he didn't seem to recognize his humanity. She replayed video of his police interrogation where he referred to Neely as a crackhead and told detectives, "You know these guys. They're pushing people in front of trains and stuff."
Yes.
Exactly.
True.
Exactly. Listen, I listened to his interviews with law enforcement, and at the time, you have to remember, he didn't know that Jordan Neely had died.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't know that.
Right.
He's telling his version of the story, which other people, witnesses, corroborate. Yes, this is what happened. This never should have went to trial. No. Look, the good guys are being victimized. They want to eliminate masculine people in our society, heroes in our society, those that are standing up for others. They want to eliminate them. So anybody can be victimized at any time, and it's tough, too bad. You better learn to take it. And in New York City, of all places, where crime is only getting worse and worse as a sanctuary, a city thing, oh, it is going to implode. People in that area are going to dream and hope that it only gets as bad as the 1970s. That would be a dream for them, literally. We've got a lot more to talk about on this Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Trying to
stay warm.
How's that working for you?
Brr.
Oh, man.
I mean, I had every bell and whistle on the vehicle this morning cranking high. I didn't care what it was. I pushed. Uh-huh. I had the windshield smoldering hot, the back window.
Uh-huh.
I had the seat on high.
Any heat, source of heat. Any,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. It was like fire was coming out of the console. I'm like, good. I was rubbing my hands on it. Yeah, good luck. It is a chilly start. Yeah. To your morning. Do you want to mention, why don't you go ahead and mention that wreck one more time, because this is going to affect people.
Yes, sir. We're talking about the intersection of Southwest Williston Road at Southwest Wacahoota. A vehicle crash earlier this morning about 5 o'clock. And so basically that whole section of Southwest Williston Road south of Archer is closed north and south. So if you are northbound and you get on Southwest Williston, they're going to be rerouting you on 346 to Archer. If you are southbound, they're going to be rerouting you on 85th Avenue to Archer. So just avoid Southwest Williston Road in that stretch.
I would just say the road's closed and, you know, yeah, go back home and put another log on the fire.
I like the way you're thinking.
Maybe some oatmeal.
Oh.
Mm.
A little butter, a little sugar, a touch of cinnamon.
I'll make you some oatmeal smothered in lard, boy.
Or that.
Smothered in lard.
Mm.
I think I saw RFK Jr. when he was frying his turkey in tallow.
Really?
Yeah.
No surprise.
Like, the more the fat, the better.
Yeah.
From animal fat.
There you go.
He's going to shake things up. I like it. Hey, it is 6:22. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Good morning. Your top story. Hunter is above the law after being told nobody's above the law. There's one exception. Okay. Not a shocker. Yes, Joe Biden is a liar. Again, not a shocker. Who's not going to pardon their kid? Everybody's going to do it. I don't know how much people can spend time talking about it. Okay, he did it. It's the prerogative of a president, and that's the end of it. Was his son targeted? No. His son had a sweetheart plea deal. Otherwise, we wouldn't be talking about this. But a judge actually took a look at it and said, this is absurd and ridiculous. Anyway, so the headline is Hunter is above the law and tough. You don't like it? Yeah. Well, there's nothing you can do about it. Vivek Ramaswamy. Here's another one you're going to be irritated with.
Uh-oh. Are you just trying to stir the pot on the trash talking Tuesday?
Always.
Okay.
It's what I do.
All right.
He eviscerated a reported agreement. Listen to this. You've heard of the Roosevelt Hotel in New York City. You know, it's pretty well known. It's been around for a long time. This is the one where they're housing migrants in.
Right.
Okay? The migrants, you should see them, where they have to pull out their wallet and they go, here's 20, here's 40. Oh, wait. No, they're not paying for it.
No.
You and I are. Have you ever stayed in that hotel? No. No, you probably couldn't afford it. Neither could I. But there they are with our money. Gosh, life is good. Listen to this. Agreement. New York City would pay up to $220 million to the hotel. It's a Pakistani-owned hotel.
Okay.
The Roosevelt is
really
owned by Pakistan. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Not like Pakistani, like immigrants, not like we worked very hard. We all, 12 of us, lived in a house and we saved our money, bought a 7-Eleven, then we bought the hotel. No, it's the Pakistani government.
Oh.
Pakistani government. I got nothing against immigrants working really hard, saving their money and buying a business. Good for them.
Absolutely.
That's the American way, man. But a taxpayer-funded hotel for illegal migrants owned by the Pakistani government.
Seems a little shady.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
Which means New York City taxpayers are effectively paying a foreign government to house illegals in our own country. And Ramaswamy, this guy, he's a smart guy. He's an educated guy.
Yeah.
And he put it so eloquently. This is nuts.
Well, you know, sometimes you just got to get down to the
sometimes
point.
Sometimes the
gotta
base,
get to it. Yes.
You know, linguistic approach is the most effective. Ramaswamy, former Republican presidential candidate, he is going to co-lead the newly established Department of Government Efficiency, Doge. No, I'm going to call it Doge.
You're getting all fancy on it.
Well, because it's Elon Musk, I want to give it that designer flair.
Okay.
The Department of Doge would be dealing with this. Anyway, he responded to a post by former investment banker and author John Lefebvre decrying the deal regarding the Roosevelt Hotel in Manhattan. How many people, I didn't know. Did the people in New York City know that the Pakistani government owns the hotel?
You would never even think that, would you?
Not the government. I mean,
you wouldn't think. You think some big American corporation or something.
This guy, Lefebvre, he shared a screenshot from June 23 article in the Indian Times that quotes then Pakistani minister as announcing that the agreement was expected to generate revenues of up to $220 million for the Pakistani government. We're paying a foreign government to house illegal immigrants in our country. And you don't have a problem with that. You know, I've had discussions with people about the open border because to me, that's something that shouldn't be partisan. Shouldn't be partisan. And that shows you how deep the brainwashing is when people don't really realize. They go, well, open borders, I mean, you know, this country is made up of, you know, immigrants. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about immigration. We all, or most of us, are in favor of legal immigration that makes sense to the benefit of the United States. This is illegal. This is running roughshod over our borders. Anyway, this is crazy. How much? Vivek Ramaswamy, him and Elon Musk, man, they're gonna expose, and hopefully changes will come. 6:28 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast. Download it wherever you normally get your podcast. Click on subscribe and you're in. All right. What's old Perfect Hair Newsome up to next?
Here's what's trending now. on the sky.
The ceasefire in Lebanon.
Remarkable calm after what had been 14 months of war.
I think a lot of this has to do with the change administrations coming up.
The news that's trending.
I am concerned with all these nominees.
Well, I think she's compromised.
The news that's now.
The United States Lieutenant Colonel.
Don't let these allegations distract us. The Pentagon has been more focused on pronouns than they have lethality the past 4 years.
Now, more news.
Updates every half hour.
Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
We're playing the wrong Toto song.
Which one do you want?
I missed the rains in Africa with Joe Biden.
Oh.
You know that's where he went, right?
That's true. He pardoned and left town.
Yes, he did.
I mean, whoa, he's gone. Yeah.
I missed the rains down in Africa. Good morning, Ed. Welcome. It is 6:40. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's also a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. So, while Biden is hanging out and hiding out, really, leaving Jill, Dr. Jill, to take the heat, here's my top story. Hunter is above the law. That's it.
Oh, that's it.
President-elect, meanwhile, Donald Trump is planning on going to Paris, France. Yeah, it's the grand reopening of the Notre Dame Cathedral.
You mean Notre Dame?
Well, it's that too, Greg.
Depend where you're from.
It has been closed to the public for the past 5 years. I just remember that fire.
Oh.
It was like, I don't care. You don't have to be Catholic or anything else. Just as
iconic.
Iconic, yeah. I guess that would be the best word. To see that burn brought tears to your eyes. It was awful. And it's like, how can you ever, I mean, you can't replace it. But apparently they have, and apparently it is awesome.
Can you imagine, though, just the craftsman that you're going to bring in? You know, you don't get on the Googler and go, hey, we need somebody to come fix up our church. I mean, you want craftsmen to do that.
You can do it all on that automatic drafting table, you know, that CAD program.
CAD, just push go. Oh, yeah. Sure.
No, and it's funny. It's like you'd have to bring in these artisans.
Yes.
And it's like back in the day, it's like, yeah, this is what we do when we build stuff. But
it is incredible,
isn't
it?
Very specialized now, yeah.
Wow.
It's an honor to announce that I will be traveling to Paris, France on Saturday to attend the reopening of the magnificent and historic Notre Dame Cathedral,
which has
been fully restored after that devastating fire 5 years ago. Trump posted on Truth Social. President Emmanuel Macron has done a wonderful job ensuring that Notre Dame has been restored to its full glory, and even more so. It'll be a special day for all. So, hiding out in Africa or going to see and visit and really the unveiling of an iconic worldwide known cathedral.
Awesome.
It just goes to show you, you know.
Uh-huh. So, you know, I as the executive producer, I never like to correct you on the air.
But I have to.
You know how we mishear song lyrics?
Uh-huh.
There is a song that you just quoted a line from a few moments ago.
Yeah.
That I would be willing to bet 99.9999% of people get wrong unless they ever read a lyric sheet.
Hmm.
What was the line that you said about Africa?
I miss the rains down in Africa.
It's not miss.
I
bless.
I bless?
I bless the rains down in Africa. Yes.
I bless the
rains.
I did
not know this until a couple of years ago. Because I got it wrong all those years. And I played it when it was new, when I was in high school. My first radio job, we played that. That album came out.
I played it too.
I know. And we all heard it wrong all these years. Isn't that crazy?
Wow. Well, next thing you're going to tell me is Toto's not from Kansas.
We'll talk off the air about that one, Bob.
I know. They're a bunch of studio musicians. I know that much.
Yeah, I know.
Really?
Yeah.
I bless
the rains down in Africa.
Mm-hmm. No, look, I've discovered through the years I was on a lot of lyrics. A lot of times you're like, you read the lyrics and you go, yeah, you can say you wrote that in the song, but you did not sing it in the song. I've seen that several times.
Well, Blinded by the Light. You know, Springsteen wrote it. Jerk,
right.
Jerk. Manfred Mann recorded it. The song that we heard and played, the lyrics they sang are not what the lyrics to the song are. And I'm not going to get into details on that one, but it refers, well, their version at least. But they're not right. We sang those wrong. Because when you listen to their version of it, you're going, I know what they are saying, and that is not what the lyrics are. So
racked up like a deuce.
Revved up like a deuce, yeah.
Another runner in the night.
Another runner in the night. But when you listen to Manfred Mann, we all got it wrong. But yes, I bless the rains down in Africa. You know this song, though. Word by word, lyric by lyric.
Yes, I
note
do.
By note.
Sweaty Teddy, the Motor City Madman, the Nuge, and a proud patriotic American.
Maga.
Love him.
Oh, yeah.
It is, 6:45. I don't know why I always pause. Like, the clock's right there. It is it's not It is.
Mickey's right hand is
6:45.
On.
All right. News Talk, 97.3 The Sky. Hang in there and stay warm. Stay warm, my friends. It is 6:51. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thanks for supporting what we do. We appreciate it. It's also a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. So the arrogance of Democrats knows no bounds. Wait, hold that. Maybe they're starting to see the light a little bit. Democrats have begun to morph their stance on illegal aliens. Now, I thought that they would have changed their tune over a year ago, leading up to the election, that all of a sudden they would pretend like, yeah, there is a problem with the border, and we're going to do everything in our power to secure the border again. Because you can't, you know, you can be as arrogant as you want, but you can't overcome logic. I mean, and that's what they were doing. And with the help of the media, they were successful for a time. Mm-hmm. But eventually, even some Americans who live most of the time under a rock were getting the news that there's a crisis at the border. And it began when Joe Biden took office. And they could put two and two together. And yes, he purposefully did it via executive order. Well, the Democrats really, I mean, they didn't change their tone. And in fact, when Trump won, you thought, well, now you're getting the message. Americans are not going to put up with an open border. Instead, they doubled down with the sanctuary city talk and how they're going to defy Trump at every step. But that is softening because, once again, their arrogance won't overcome logic. So they've begun to morph now. And here's the deal. Well, deportation. Well, yeah, we said it was awful, terrible. We're going to do everything to stop it. But, well, maybe if it's just criminals. Well, that's what we've been saying all along.
They've been misconstruing what we've been saying all along.
Well, and these shifts come from people like Governor Kathy Hochul.
What?
Governor J.B. Pritzker.
Come on.
And Jared Polis. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston.
Wow.
Yep.
This is huge.
Yep. Now, this is basically admitting that Donald Trump, his campaign was absolutely right, and that America needs to not just secure the border, but needs to begin deporting the criminals.
What a concept.
Yeah, finally they're coming around, maybe.
Hmm.
This is an effort to reposition themselves so as to appear tough on crime? Really? After 4 years of being so permissive that their jurisdictions have devolved into a state of war between the citizens on one hand and the criminal element among the illegal aliens on the other. So Trump was right. We know that. I mean, anybody could see it, that open borders, the national security risk is real. The fentanyl trafficking is real. The human smuggling and children smuggling, those are all real. And incredibly detrimental. So finally, I guess, Americans have seen enough, heard enough to digest it and to understand that the Democrats are not on the right side of this issue. Not by a long shot.
Slow learners, aren't they?
New York Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul, the latest to make this abrupt whiplash-inducing U-turn on deportations after spending years defending her blanket sanctuary state policies. All of a sudden, she's telling New Yorkers she will be the first to call ICE if an illegal immigrant... Yes!
No!
Yes!
That's crazy!
The first to call ICE if an illegal migrant is caught breaking the law. Yeah, this came I think right at the very, very end of November, and it was a press conference about retail theft and the state's new effort to curb the crime wave. You see, because this doesn't just impact citizens, which of course it does, they feel it first, but it impacts businesses. This crime wave of shoplifting and burglary and other things. Yep.
Wow.
That's part of your tax base. And the governor, you know, that's one thing the Democrats do understand is something called a revenue stream.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing scares them more than to say, hey, your tax dollars are drying up because crime is rampant. So maybe that's, I guess, what it takes for them to start to become enlightened. Much more to come on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you are listening to 97.3 The Sky.